Hey, it's time to show the world what you're made of.
Dig in, let's see what you're made of.
Come down and show me what you're made of.
We're gonna show what we're made of.
Show us what you're made of.
Program loaded and ready.
Show us.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for a show, my friend, and not just any show, an incredible show. In fact, Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. So much stuff to get to today, including our big announcement. We already have one clue. In fact, we have two clues that we gave you yesterday. We'll make the big announcement today. One of the clues is right here, this beautiful king or queen type of crown thing, headgear. So I've got that. Also, the other big clue from yesterday, again, we'll make the announcement today, $300, and it's only for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. This is the only show here on Big Willie 105.5, here on the River Talk Radio Network, here on the network radio River Network app, here anywhere on Earth. All because of you, because you listen to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We want to show our appreciation. $300, and it applies only to you because you are listening or you're watching me in the Facebook live stream, even though there's not much to see. And yesterday, my God, what a train wreck yesterday was with Dimitri Graffiti. We did it dry, and you did not really come through for me, so we're not going to do Dimitri Graffiti on the Facebook live stream. We're going to end the stream a little bit around 8:50-ish. Do Dimitri Graffiti just on the radio side. So you got to download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You'll be able to then experience the full Dimitri and or just listen on the radio. You can do that as well. All right, so 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, 94.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Why can't I talk today? It's the River Network app. Also, Big Willie 105.5. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. So much to get to. Oh, don't forget the Drive Out Hunger with Schultz Ford. Join Schultz Ford Wheeling and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling to fight hunger. Bring your non-perishable food donations to Schultz Ford Wheeling up in the Highlands, Triadelphia, between now and September 25. And for every item you give, Schultz Ford Wheeling will match it. But it's got to be non-perishable food items. So good luck with that. All right, so. Oh, also a big prize package for you today. Very excited about that. Oh, and the winner yesterday, that crazy lady that called, Leigh is her last name. Barbara? Was that her name? Was that her first name? Anyway, she was insane. She came by and picked up the tickets, her prize package, and apparently my sources tell me she was very appreciative. But boy, my God, what a couple that was yesterday. Jeez. I mean, she's on the phone, and then he's talking in the background. God. All right, so today. So much to get to. Everything that I've been telling you for the past 6 years now has been confirmed by President Trump, was confirmed yesterday. I saw the whole news conference. Everything that I've been telling you, every question that I've ever raised about vaccines and autism addressed yesterday. President Trump and all the other doctors and the doctors who were there, including RFK Jr., who's not a doctor, not a medical doctor, but they were all there, big news conference, and they're looking into everything. And Trump even brought up what I've been bringing up for years, and that is the Amish. I have never seen an Amish child with autism. And I keep asking people, why are the Amish still alive? They don't get most of them don't get vaccinated. I've never seen an Amish child with autism or any form of autism. They drink raw milk, for God's sake, as people have for, I don't know, a few 100,000 years. And they seem to be the healthiest subset of Americans around. Donald Trump even addressed that. And he also addressed how, why is it that back in the, up until like the mid-80s or something, we had virtually no reports of autism, let's say virtually. And then in a matter of a few decades, it went from 1 out of 20,000 to 1 in 10,000 to 1 out of 100 to 1 out of 10. I mean, they're crazy numbers. And he's saying it has to be some external outside force. What have I been telling you for years? That's what got me essentially partially deplatformed on Facebook. I went from having views in the thousands almost overnight to views in a few hundred as soon as I started talking about my just questions about the vaccine, about Fauci and all that. Almost overnight, boom. Throttled. Shadow banned. And on YouTube, they just pushed me off the air. That's why I don't do anything on YouTube. I've got two strikes against me already just for asking questions that President Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the doctors addressed yesterday. That's why I'm not on YouTube. And all of this, and by the way, so much more Ohio County schools. I broke the story about this one unique character at the Ohio County schools who had this hateful post about Charlie Kirk. Well, the Ohio County schools, apparently, they've had all sorts of problems with their employees and with social media. I broke the story a while back regarding the soft porn social media post that was biracial. It was disgusting beyond words, and it was posted by the communications guy at the Ohio County schools. Now, the news stories indicate that the latest employees who posted inappropriate stuff, really inappropriate stuff, I mean, she was all but giddy. Unique was all but giddy that Charlie Kirk supposedly had what was coming to him. The local media reports are spinning it like this is some sort of a big punishment, 5-day suspension or whatever. No reference to whether it's paid or not, which says to me it's paid suspension. I can't even speak this morning. What's different about today? Paid suspension, which means it's no different than a paid vacation. They'll send him to sensitivity training. This is just PR crap. That's all this is. If it was an unpaid suspension, believe me, we'd be reading about it. We'd be hearing about it in the local news. The fact that it's not mentioned means they're still getting paid. They're getting an extra week paid vacation is what they're getting. And the school board and the Ohio County Schools just wants this to die out, which it will, and everything will be fine, and nobody, you know, is going to get hurt or anything like that. This is just PR, and the local media is playing along because that's what them local media always does. So we've got that. We've got Amy Acton, Dr. Amy, coming here to the Valley, and the Democratic Party. Tell me the Democratic Party in Belmont County is, I think it's Belmont County. Yeah, it is. Tell me the Democratic Party in Belmont County is hopelessly screwed up without you telling me that it's hopelessly screwed up. They're bringing in Dr. Amy. This Obama lover who made our life a living hell, who I believe, in fact, I know, contradicted herself time after time with her different interviews about face masks and everything else. And you can thank that rhino, Mutilation Mike DeWine, who's all in favor of the transgender agenda, for foisting her on us. She is an Obama-loving Democrat, and that's who he picked to be the head of the health, the public health in Ohio. And all that stuff with COVID, Dr. Amy. Oh, I know she's very cute and sweet and very likable and all that. No question about it. But she's a monster because what she did to all of us. Oh, yeah, we have to close the churches, but we can keep the strip joints open. Yeah, we have to close the small mom and pop grocery stores, but we can keep the big ones open. Oh, God, these people. Wrong aisle. Can't go down the aisle that way. You got to go that way. And you can't see your... Oh, God, I hate people. Now she is going to be joining us here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Nice going, Democratic Party, Belmont County. Nice, nice going. Oh, yeah, that was just beautiful. Just beautiful. Ugh. All right, so I played this a while ago, months ago, and said that these two people were prophetic. These two people were warning us about all the problems with vaccines that have not been tested, have been oversold and overused, and a lot of people made fun of them, didn't believe them, including me, by the way, because I used to believe in Big Pharma. I really did. Not anymore. This was on the Larry King Show. Jenny McCarthy, former Playboy bunny, still beautiful back in the day, and may still be today, I don't know, and Jim Carrey. What a strange combination that is. But both of them were making the case almost 20 to 25 years ago now, and back then they were mocked by everyone, including, sadly, me, but they were right.
We had to triple the amount of vaccines.
What happened after 1989?
Why did they
triple? Warranted 26 more vaccines.
Greed.
Are all of them Greed. Absolutely necessary?
Because they want to make money.
Of course.
It's twice as many as anywhere else in 30 countries in the Western world. But we give twice as many shots as any of those countries. Why is that?
Well, what are you against? Don't vaccinate for this, but vaccinate for that?
Yes.
I think we have to choose which ones are absolutely necessary.
You should educate yourself. We want to empower parents to educate themselves. Do we need to have the chickenpox? Do we need the hepatitis B shot on the second day of life?
I don't think we can afford to assume that the people who are charged with our public health any longer have our best interests at heart all the time. Parents have to make their own decisions, educated decisions. They have to look at the information.
Space out the vaccines. Delay them till after one. Clean out the toxins that are in them. We don't need that many.
Why would a doctor not want to know more about something that could save a life or prevent a disease? I don't understand.
The AAP is financed by the drug companies. Medical schools are financed by the drug companies. This is a huge business. Vaccines are the largest growing division of the pharmaceutical industry. $13 billion.
They control profit. Medical schools.
What we're asking is for them to take a loss for the good of our children. That's a tough sell in a boardroom.
Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy, almost 20 years ago, they were warning us. They got it right. I really hope that you had a chance to see the news conference yesterday. I watched the whole thing, and it was tough to watch for this reason. I started on Fox News, and they only aired the part with Donald Trump. As soon as it went to RFK Jr., they broke away to do the five, and it wasn't even with Greg Gutfeld. And I thought to myself, you jerks. So I go to Newsmax. And they have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the second part of the news conference. But as soon as that ended, they broke away as well. I had to go to C-SPAN to watch the whole thing. And I can see why Fox News and Newsmax and certainly the broadcast networks are downplaying this and pretty much ignoring it, because they make so much money off of Big Pharma advertising.